This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and my sisters, a common question that our brothers and sisters tend to ask, right? And even the non-Muslims, why do we fast? What are some of the wisdoms behind it? Many people think that I just need to refrain from food, drink, and sexual intercourse, and I'm deprived throughout this month. And there isn't really a spiritual aspect as to why they go about fasting, right? So why do we fast, my brothers and my sisters? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, has not prescribed any ruling except that it holds great wisdom. Some of this wisdom may be apparent to us, while much of it might remain beyond our comprehension. At times we might grasp part of it, while the rest stays hidden. This is why, my brothers and my sisters, I always say to our brothers and sisters, if we can accept that our ability to hear is limited, most of us, well, in fact, all of us, will not be able to hear that which is happening maybe 10 miles from where we are situated. Our ability to see, right? That's also limited. What we can smell. If all of these different body parts are limited, my brothers and my sisters, then why is it that we fail to accept that our intellects are limited as well? We as Muslims, we have been commanded and prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we are firm believers in Allah azza wa jal, we accept and we submit. No ifs and no buts, right? So here, my brothers and my sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed told us the wisdom behind why we fast. He says in the Quran,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ.
Here Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O you have believed, decreed upon you is fasting.
كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبَلِكُمْ.
The same way has been decreed upon those who came before you, so that you may become righteous.
لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
You may become a person of a taqwa, right? What does a taqwa mean, my brothers and my sisters? Many of us may think that the meaning of a taqwa is nothing more than just fear, right? If I fear Allah, then this is a taqwa. When in reality, my brothers and my sisters, it's so much more than that, right? One of the best explanations that I came across is the explanation of Ibn Rajab ibn al-Hanbali, right? When he said, هو أن يجعل بينه وبين ما يخافه وقاية تقيه منه. It is to place a shield between yourself and that which you fear, right? What is it that we fear? We fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? This shield, my brothers and my sisters, similar to the shield that one may have on the battlefield. He fears the arrows of the enemy that may strike him. So he's got the shield. This shield, my brothers and my sisters, is فعل الطاعات واجتناب المنهيات. Is to do what Allah Azza wa Jal told us to do and to stay away from that which He had told us to stay away from, right? This is what we want to walk away with in the month of Ramadan, right? If you look closely, my brothers and my sisters, at what Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, he said, إِذَا صُمْتُمْ فَلْيَصُمْ سَمْعُكْ وَبَصَرُكْ وَلِسَانُكْ. Make sure your ears are fasting. Make sure your eyes are fasting. Make sure that your tongue is fasting from what? مِنَ الْكَذِبِ وَالْمَآثِمِ. From lies and also anything that is sinful, right? The objective isn't to just withhold from food, drink, and also sexual intercourse. But in fact, my brothers and my sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to continue, right, after the month of Ramadan. Would you agree, my brothers and my sisters, the majority of the sins that we fall into, right, originates from these three body parts that I mentioned? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping you, my brothers and my sisters, to overcome sinning through these body parts that He has blessed us with. Sorry to cut you off, my brothers and my sisters. I just wanted to let you know that we've now launched Taymiyyah Institute, a place where you can study Islam step by step from the comfort of your home and at your own pace in a manner that can easily be digested. The link to join is below. I'll see you there, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fasting is a means to achieve righteousness. And righteousness is fulfilling what Allah Azza wa Jalla's commandment and refraining from what He has prohibited. Fasting is one of the greatest means to help a servant adhere to the commands of his religion, right? The scholars, my brothers and my sisters, have mentioned a bunch of wisdoms behind the obligation of fasting, all of which are aspects of righteousness, right? And because of that, it is beneficial, my brothers and my sisters, that we mention some of these wisdoms to remind the fasting person and encourage them to fulfill these purposes. So we have five wisdoms, my brothers and my sisters, that I want to share with every single one of you. Number one, my brothers and my sisters, Fasting is a means to show gratitude for blessings. As you're all aware, my brothers and my sisters, this involves abstaining from eating, drinking, and marital relations, which are among the greatest and most noble blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered upon every single one of us. Abstaining from these blessings for a specific time helps a person recognize their value, as blessings are often unappreciated until they are taken away. Think about it, my brothers and my sisters, right? Once upon a time, you were begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just so you could complete your other half, just so you are able to fulfill your desires, right? You were someone who was struggling with the temptations of this world. You would walk outside and there is fitna everywhere. Ya Allah, allow me to get married. And then He blessed you with that. There may have been times, my brothers and my sisters, where we so desperately wanted something from this world, the materialistic things that people chase after. And then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that to you. Whether it may have been foods, whether it may have been drinks, or anything else from the aspects of this world, right? Once upon a time you so badly wanted it. Imagine all of that is taken away. What would be your state of affairs? How would you be able to function in this world, right? You don't appreciate something until you've lost it. Number two now, my brothers and my sisters. Fasting is a means to abandon prohibitions. When the soul obeys by abstaining from permissible acts in pursuit of Allah Azza wa Jalla's pleasure and out of fear of His severe punishment, it becomes more capable of refraining from what is prohibited. Thus, fasting becomes a means to avoid the prohibitions of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Almighty. Number three, my brothers and my sisters, fasting helps in overpowering and wrestling down your desires and temptations. When the soul is satisfied, it tends to desire more temptations. But when it experiences hunger, it refrains from its cravings and its temptations. This is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers and my sisters, he said, يَا مَحْشَرَ الشَّبَابِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمُ الْبَاءَةَ فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ فَإِنُّ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرِ وَأَحْصَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ. O young people, whoever from amongst you can afford to get married, then let him do so, for it will help him now lower his gate and guard his chastity. And then he said, and whoever is unable to marry, then let him fast. فَإِنَّ لَهُ وِجَاءَ. This serves as a protection. Number four, my brothers and my sisters, fasting instills mercy and compassion towards the needy. When the fasting person feels the pain of hunger in certain times, they are reminded of those who endure such hunger at all times. This encourages the fasting person to feel compassion and mercy towards the needy and to extend kindness to them. Throughout the day, my brothers and my sisters, we think about the poor who are now suffering, those in Palestine, those in Syria, those in different places around the world. They have struggled throughout the years. Those in Africa, my brothers and my sisters, who may go days without having consumed anything. Thus, my brothers and my sisters, fasting becomes a reason to show care for the poor and destitute. Number five, my brothers and my sisters, fasting subdues the evil, right? When an individual fasts, this weakens the devil, reducing his influence and whispers, which leads to a lot fewer sins. This is because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us in an authentic hadith that the shaytan flows through the human beings like the flow of blood. الشَّيْطَانُ يَجْرِي فِي ابْنَ آدَمَ مَجْرِ الدَّمِ. By fasting, the pathways of shaytan become narrow and constricted, weakening him and limiting his influence. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَلَا رَيْبَ أَنَّ الدَّمَ يَتَوَلَّدُ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ وَإِذَا أَكَلَ أَوْ شَرِبَ اتَّسَعَتْ مَجَارِي الشَّيْطَانِ. He says, there is no doubt that blood is generated from food and drink. When a person eats or drinks, the pathways of the devils, yani, the blood paths are widened. But when a person fasts, the pathways of the devils are narrowed, and the heart becomes inclined towards good deeds and avoiding evil. Right? My brothers and my sisters, these are just some of the hikam, some of the wisdoms of why we as Muslims fast. As you can see, there is indeed great knowledge in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed and obligated upon His servants. As much as it may seem that things don't make sense, right? Just because you don't have the answers, that doesn't mean there aren't any answers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every single one of you and allow us to make the most of this month. And until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.